Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas. It's a great, great Thursday morning before the Super Bowl. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is Big Shot Bob.
What's happening? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Not much. Well, what kind of party are you having for the Super Bowl? You going somewhere? You hosting the party?
Small, I think. It's hard for me to watch a football game with somebody else. Unless I know they're a fan of the team. It's hard. I'm a talker during the game. So, you know, I like to talk. I like bull crap, whatever, you know, and I don't want to offend nobody. So usually I may go to my brother-in-law's and watch it with them. It really depends. I might do that. We might stay at home and watch it. One to two options. So,
depending on how the wife feels.
Yeah. Yeah, see how she feels. I mean, we might just stay at home and watch it, eat wings, and I already got the chips. I just got to go get the wings.
Is wings the food, the go-to food for, like,
yeah,
Super Bowl parties?
Dude, it's like the 4th of July. You got to have some hot dogs, hamburgers. You know, you got to have that. That's what you got to have on them days.
It's either wings or pizza, huh?
Yeah, and I ain't eating no pizza at Papa John's, man. I'm done.
You don't believe in Papa John's? Or you just had so much of it because the Hornets been scoring 95? Like, it's been no problem.
That, and I want some good. If I'm going to eat some pizza, I'm going to go Mellow Mushroom, a little bread. I'm going to eat some good pizza. I mean, you know, if I'm going to go bad, I'm going to go ahead and go all the way bad. It's going to taste good at least. You know, sometimes you get Papa John's, it's kind of, eh. But, you know, I'm going to get some wings, man. I like good buffalo wings. And, you know, we'll probably have some dips and chips and all that stuff. What about you, man?
Yeah, I think wings, the wing spot we're thinking about going to offers some kind of wraps. So I think I'll do that. Plenty of alcohol going around. Hopefully I won't be too hammered.
Are you watching at home?
No, we're going to go to my brother-in-law's house, I believe. It just depends on how everybody's feeling.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, man. I don't like going to a bar and watching it.
I like to hear the game. I can't hear the game at the bar.
Yeah, you go. That's another thing. You go to somebody's house, sometimes they turn it down so everybody else can talk and don't hear it. I want to actually hear the game. I want to hear it. Even though I can't stand Phil Simms, I will listen to it. But and my wife doesn't like Chris Collinsworth either. So
I mean, it's best of both worlds. She doesn't get NBC, but you have to deal with Phil Simms at least. This year.
Dude, it's going to be awful.
But next year, you get Fox. So Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Not Joe Buck again.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. You'll love those guys.
Listen, Troy is my boy. He is my quarterback. I now know I'm wearing Panthers jersey today. But Troy Aikman, announcing is a little bit different. Not my favorite. Calling football games, but dude, it is Super Bowl weekend, and your boys are in it.
I feel good, man. Keep pounding. Oh, been watching media week all week, and you could see yesterday on Wednesday how exhausted and just done with the media Cam Newton was. He was like, I'm sick of looking at you guys. Can we just play football?
I don't blame him. I mean, you know, the whole week it's been you're black and race, does it have a matter and if people like you or not? And, you know, like he said, we should move past it. You know, if he's saying that, we should move past it. You know, so, but there was actually a poll they did on ESPN. 62% of fans think Cam faces criticism more for on-field actions than race. You agree with that?
Like I said last week, I think it's a little bit of both. I think his actions on the field do rub people the wrong way. But I just don't like the statement when the fans say, oh, he's cocky, he's arrogant. Okay, if your quarterback doesn't believe he's the baddest person on the planet, or at least on the football field, then your quarterback sucks, and your team probably sucks as well. And your team, your franchise, are not going to win many games with a quarterback that doesn't believe he's the baddest feather mucker on the planet. I'm sorry.
I don't think you have to be arrogant and cocky. You should know you're going to be winning. But Tom Brady does the spike. There's a lot of quarterbacks that do celebrations and nothing said as much. I think where Cam, you know, Cam overdoes it sometimes, I think. And he's celebrating it. I don't see a problem with that. I ain't got a problem with you celebrating. It's when you take away from your teammates celebrating. When you say you're a team player, but when you're celebrating over them, that's when I got an issue. You know, let him do some more of the dabbing celebrations over you. Celebrate with him all you want, but let him do some. You know, and I think that's where it rubs some of the people the wrong way. I ain't got a problem with him celebrating. Look, Tony celebrates, not that much, but, you know, because he just throws. But that's a different style of quarterback. Like, I was listening to Dan Marino this week on Mike and Mike. You know, everybody's got their own method of how to prepare for games. He's like, I never took home football. I never took home football. Peyton takes home football. Different people prepare. Different people celebrate different. Mm-hmm. I don't see a problem in it. You know, if your quarterback wants to throw a touchdown, run to the bench, get ready for the next play, that's fine. Cam Newton wants to celebrate. I understand. And I think where it rubs people the wrong way is like celebrating the first downs, you know, a big play. It's always a celebration with Cam. He's having fun out there, though. I mean, I ain't got a problem with that.
I mean, the playmaker, when Michael Irvin was getting first downs, he do this long stride. First down. Emmitt Smith got a touchdown. You know, the helmet came off. He was like, yeah, I'm Emmitt Smith. You know, so celebrations go back a long, long way. I don't know why Cam Newton is getting such static, so heckled over a few celebrations.
It's not it's, you know, he is, and he's maybe it's a raw deal for him. You know, I think it's because they're winning. When you win, people hate you.
People
either love you or hate you, okay? I mean, listen. Take it for somebody that ain't won in 25, 30 years, you know, with the Cowboys. They love you or hate you. We are still hated to this day, and we ain't won a Super Bowl in 30 years.
In 30 years.
25, 30 years. And, you know, so Cam, you keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, everybody else will love you or hate you. I just, you know, I think the Giants game rubbed people the wrong way. A lot of people don't watch Carolina either. That's the other thing. A lot of people don't really know about Carolina until they get to the Super Bowl. There's a freaking NFL.com article on Mike Shula. Mike Shula. I mean, I don't even think most people in NFL knew he was working, or fans knew he was working as offensive coordinator.
It's like, Don Shula has a son? Really?
Seriously. I mean, you know, I was – now Cam is getting a lot of attention here in Charlotte, so you know, national. And finally, you know, you can't blame them, though. I mean, last year was 7-8-1, and then it's been three state straight championship divisional crowns, but there's not been a lot of positive talk about the last couple of years.
Mm-mm.
So, but anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today, man. You know, we had the Pro Bowl. We got a lot of NFL news. We got our enemies of the week. And then we'll break down the Super Bowl. But first, the Pro Bowl was last week.
Snoozer.
Team Irvin beat Team Rice 49-27. Sierra throws for 164 yards, three touchdowns to earn offensive MVP. I mean, Russell Wilson. Did you watch?
I was flipping back and forth. I mean, it's hard to watch because they aren't going full speed and trying to tackle. I mean, they should just make it a flag football game, 7-on-7 flag football. That would have been, I guess, better. But it was good to see a lot of offense. Russell Wilson was sharp. He did his thing. Congratulations, Russell Wilson, on the MVP award. But the Pro Bowl still got a lot better viewings than the NHL All-Star game. So
really?
Yeah.
I actually watched more of the NHL All-Star game than I did the Pro Bowl.
I didn't
watch 1 minute of the Pro Bowl this
I didn't
year.
Watch 1 minute of the NHL All-Star game.
Well, I was intrigued to see how the 3-on-3 tournament was going to work.
Mm.
So I had to check it out a little bit. The Pro Bowl, I knew what was going to happen. It was going to be a score fest. And, you know, it looked like Richard Sherman played offense, which I don't understand.
He was in on one offensive
play.
Bobby Wagner actually tackled him. Drove him to the ground, too.
I did see that. I didn't watch it. It's just they need to do something. And I know, you know, we've talked about it. You know, they need to do a week of events leading up to it, the combine tests, you know, different things they need to do.
They should do it 2 weeks after the Super Bowl ends.
You think after? I like before.
I mean, that way, you know, the people that participate in the Super Bowl that were named to the Pro Bowl, the losers can get a week to get off their chest, and then the following week, you're like, you know what? Okay, we lost the Super Bowl. It's done. But we can go to Hawaii, enjoy the Pro Bowl, enjoy this nomination. Have a little fun with it. And they got to give out more cash. If they want these players to play for real, give out more cash or just play 7-on-7 flag football.
Everybody on Periscope, if you're watching, chatting, chat with us. Let us know what you think about the Pro Bowl, what they should do with it. You know, maybe they could put it after, I doubt they will, after week 8. Put it in week 9. Have a break for 2 weeks during the season.
That's all the NFL needs to do is keep going longer and longer. It's already to the 1st of February.
Well, no, it never stops. Because after what happens after February, after Super Bowl?
People start getting locked up.
With that, but we got the scouting combine like the end of the month.
Yeah, the combine is coming up. The draft, of course.
They moved up.
Rookie mini camps, voluntary camps, OTAs. Yeah.
Well, and don't forget, last year we had Deflategate, so that took us from February until March.
Oh, and we're going to go right back into Deflategate because now they're going to have the court ruling and everything this offseason for it.
So what do you think is going to be the big story of the even during baseball season? Deflategate, what happened to Tom Brady?
Exactly.
So
guilty or innocent?
I don't know what they can do to Pro Bowl. Even if they put it 2 weeks after, I mean, that's a possibility, but they got to do something, man. It's
2 weeks after
better.
The Super Bowl, play flag football. I think that would be better.
And have it in the city of the Super Bowl. Because if these people are going to spend $5,000-$10,000 to go to the Super Bowl, have the Pro Bowl there. You know, because you already got the NFL experience there and everything else. Why not? That's a vacation trip you could take. And trust me, it was worth it last year. Some NFL news. Calvin Johnson told Lions coaches that he's done playing football and is retired. Thoughts, and where does Johnson rank if he is retired among wide receivers?
Wow. I hate to see him retire because I feel like he still has a couple good seasons left in him. But we know how physical and demanding this game is on your body. So if he feels like it's time for him to go, you know, much respect, much love to you. As far as receiver rankings, he was 0-2 in the playoffs. I know he had that one incredible season where he caught for, what, 18, 1,900 receiving yards?
When he second was most yards, or, yeah.
Super Megatron. I don't even have him in my top five. He's definitely
as a wide receiver.
He's in my top 10, but not in my top five. I mean, because you look, you got Rice, you got Moss, you got Terrell Owens, you got Lynn Swan, you got Steve Largent's up there.
Did you say Irvin?
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is up there, of course. Tim Brown is up there. Chris Carter's in the top 10. Lynn Allworth. I hope I said his name.
Lance Allworth.
Lance Allworth. He's up there.
Stallworth.
Steve
Largent.
Yeah. So the receiver list is long, man. Calvin is definitely in my top 10, but not in my top five.
I'll probably put him in my top five just because what he did and how monstrous. Dude, it's Megatron. It's hard to not put him in the top five, I think. I mean, over these, some of these other guys. And, of course, today's game, Jerry Rice was actually talking about it. He said, I would go 2,000 yards receiving every season in today's NFL.
Exactly. They don't hand check. They don't get grabbed or anything like they did back when Rice and Irvin were playing. It's, I mean, a different era. And this era is just predicated to passing. You can have great stats as a wide receiver.
Yes, sir. Can we please move Detroit with their second all-time great retiring at a young age? I mean, dude, we lost Barry Sanders, you know, at age 30. Now we're going to lose Calvin Johnson at age 30.
And it's the Detroit franchise. They just waste all this talent. They don't put enough around it to maybe make a run deep in the playoffs. I know Barry Sanders and the Lions made one run to the NFC Championship game, which they got demolished against the Washington racial slurs that year, Mark Rippon in Super Bowl 26. But other than that, the Detroit Lions are one of the franchises that have never been to a Super Bowl.
And last year, they did get robbed on a pass interference call. But, you know, you can't let it come down to refs to win or lose the game for you. But, yeah, they're struck. If Calvin Johnson retires, they need to relocate the team. They need to relocate it somewhere else because I hate seeing a great player have to retire at a young age because they're not winning.
Not winning probably has something to do with it, but I think his knees have been giving him problems the past couple of seasons. Just the physical toll the NFL takes on someone's body, man.
Well, that leads me into my next question. Does the NFL have a problem with all these young players retiring the last couple of years? Johnson, Patrick Willis last year, Borland retired. You had a bunch of other players retire last year. You had what's quarterback Tennessee retired too? Jake Coker?
No.
It's on the tip of my tongue. But he retired last year. I mean, does the NFL have a big issue?
I mean, these are just players that, you know, for some reason or another, their body couldn't take it and they have to go. Now, I will say at the age of 30, you're kind of an elder statesman in the NFL. You've been in the league at least 9 years.
Jake Locker.
You've been in the league at least 9 years. Now, we know Jake Locker, his body just was not built for the NFL. He was hurt every time he stepped on the field, man. But then, it's not like a lot of players are retiring young. We still have the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Bradys, the Drew Breeses that are playing to these extended ages. So, it really just depends on the person.
Well, the last 2 years, there's been a lot. There's been – that's, what, at least six or seven that's retired the last 2 years? I mean, we had the guy that was a rookie retired before he even made it out of to the preseason games. He made it a training camp, and then he retired. You know, I don't You know, and then yesterday, of course, Ken Stabler, you had the CTE scan come out that he does have CTE. You know, these guys are more precautious now. So you can't take the hitting out of the game.
You can't. And, I mean, the NFL is the gift and the curse. You will be paid really well if you're very good at your job and you can last 5 to 7 years. And you will have enough money when you do leave the game for the rest of your life. You won't have to do anything else. But will it take its toll on you physically and mentally in the future? Yes. But that's the price you pay.
You know what you're getting into when you do it. So I think that this is the new wave of players. I really do. I think age 30, the average career in the NFL is 3 years. You know, that's it.
That's it.
For the average player. Yeah, I really think these better players are going to start retiring age 30, 31, 32 because they've already made enough money. You know, Megatron don't have to play again. I wouldn't be surprised Cam retires early.
And the way Cam plays, I mean, I don't know if he can play past 31, 32. I think he's going to start breaking down.
Yeah, I mean, do we really think Cam plays age 40?
No.
No.
Not what style of football he plays.
I don't – well, not just that. I think he's got other things he wants to do.
Anyway,
you know, he wants to spend time with his kids and different things, which I can't – and I think he's going to be one of those quarterbacks retire early.
I mean, think if 31, 32. If he plays out this contract, this current contract, you know, through the 5 years and says, you know what, I'm good, I won a Super Bowl, won MVP awards, I've done everything that I could do in this game, I've been blessed by this game, and decides to step back, nobody will fault him for that.
I don't think we'll see another Peyton Manning. I mean, you know, that plays age 39. I don't think we'll ever see another quarterback play that long.
And with the quarterbacks having to do what they have to do now, having to be more mobile, more of them running and taking more hits, it's going to be hard to see quarterbacks playing till 40.
And I mean I think after you see Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, those next round of older guys retire, I don't think you'll see it again. You know, like right now you see Cam, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck might play but I don't know.
After the punishment Andrew Luck has taken this year, man, yeah. It's hard to see him playing the 40. Russell Wilson and Cam Newton, they just run so much. They take so much punishment. It's going to be very hard for these guys to play the 40.
Some other quarterback news. Colin Kaepernick wants out of San Francisco. He says he wants to go to the Jets.
According to Brandon Marshall, they don't want him. Colin Kaepernick, oh my gosh. What can you say about Colin? From what I hear, he's not the best teammate. When they were winning, it was still static with him and the coaches and in the locker room. He isn't the most accurate passer. It's tough.
Let him go to Cleveland. And, you know, that's the sad part. He's finally got a coach that fits his system, that he will fit into the system, and he wants out.
That's always his thing, man. He wants out or he just can't deal. I don't see the Jets taking him.
Jets ain't going to take him. I don't think Todd Bowles is going to put up with that.
If he wants to be released, though, go ahead and let him out of his contract. Cleveland, like you said, Cleveland needs a quarterback. There's some teams that could use a quarterback or even give him a shot.
You know what? If you want to come and sit behind Tony for a couple of years, I'm fine with that. At a different price. I would take Colin over Johnny Manziel. I'd take RG3 over both of them, but I would, out of the three, I'd take RG3. But I would take Colin to sit behind Tony a couple years, see if he can progress. He needs to sit behind a good quarterback for a couple years and see if he can make that progression.
I don't think Colin can learn, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, that was actually an interesting thing I was listening, is that's the difference with a lot of these quarterbacks. RG3, Johnny Manziel, on the field, they can't learn. Like, they go to the line and make the different calls. That's what Cam has done so well this year. He's called different plays. He's called out to a pass play, to a run, vice versa. And that's the big difference with Cam this year. So, you know, I don't think these other guys could do that as much.
You got to read, be able to read defenses, young quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. That is true, absolutely. We'll go into enemy of the week. I already know who yours is, so I don't know if we really need to go into it, but we are.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
All right, who you got?
You know who it is. Same enemies as last week. John Elway, Peyton Manning, Coach Kubiak, and the Denver Broncos. We got to beat y'all on Sunday, man. I know we are facing probably the toughest defense we faced all year. And I feel like we are going to face a very sharp, very determined Peyton Manning. The same Peyton Manning that told Jim Irsay before he got drafted, if you guys don't draft me, I'm going to whoop your ass every time I come into your building. This is the Peyton Manning we're going to run into. So, Panthers, we got to be ready, man. Keep pounding.
All right. Mine is National Signing Day.
What?
I can't stand National Signing Day on ESPN because these guys – these kids that come out, you want to know why the millennials are so bad now? Why they think they are supposed to be given everything? They get ESPN to spotlight them all day of where they're going to school. You know, half of these kids might not even make the team. Half of these kids might not even graduate college. They might not even make the NFL. Like, I was listening, there's one guy saying, in 3 years, I'm going to take my talents to the NFL after I'm here 3 years. I'm like, dude, you don't know. Do you know half of these guys don't even get, like, Von Miller was ranked number 18, I think, when he came out. But there was, like, another Denver player ranked number 2 that I've never heard of. So, I mean.
J.J. Watt was only a 2-star recruit.
Yeah, you don't know if this 4-star's gonna be or 5-star's gonna make it or not. We don't know. But we had a guy yesterday skydiving to announce where he was going. Skydiving.
I mean, yeah, we do highlight these kids, but this is the happiest day for a lot of these kids that they'll probably have in their football careers, because we know out of these 300, the top 300. Maybe 10 of them make the NFL.
Right. And we don't know. And there was another guy that was paintballing with his friends to show how it's getting a little bit out of hand, I think, with the celebration. Just show a hat and say where you're going to school. Don't make it a whole – everybody's trying to outdo the other person.
They just need to have the whole family wear button-up shirts, and then they just rip them open.
Yeah. We're going here. I'm fine with that, but come on, man. This is the one day a year I can't watch ESPN. I didn't watch ESPN at all yesterday until after signing day was over.
That's crazy.
Because it's so.
It is overdone. It is overdone. It's way overdone. We're high school kids now.
So, yeah, they're high school kids. And, you know, but I know it's one day a year they get to celebrate where they're going to school. I understand that. It's a little bit overdone. Anyway, that's today's show. If you're on Periscope, watch us hang out. We got the Super Bowl edition coming up for tomorrow's show. Of course, as always, you can catch us everywhere.
And sports is life. Life is sports.
Have a great day.
Side piece.
One, two, three.